It is Friday, June 16th, and welcome to the Structural Tech Meeting. Let's get started with a roll call. Chairman Dave Compton.
Sure.
Michael Berry.
Present.
C.W. McCumber.
Present.
Dean Ruart.
Providing GIS technical assistance, creating updated Florida
statewide ultra design loop meet I map to the 8th edition 2023 update to the Florida Building Code. These are updates to figures 1609.3134 and the Wind 1 degree map. These maps are based off of the standards set forth in ASCE 7.2. In the next part of the project, we are preparing local wind speed line maps for each county building code jurisdiction that is impacted by the newly updated wind speed contours. This final report addresses details of the project's progress to date. In summary, Task 1 is complete and Task 2. So Task 1's progress, as we said, is complete. And this is where we went in and we received the GIS data from Warren Lund, Five Research Associates. GIS data, and we prepared it for use in mapping. We went and we created the statewide maps that are going to be used in the Florida Building Code for figures 1609.3134, as well as the Bitcoin 3 map. These maps are available in Appendix A of the final report, and I will show them briefly to you at the end of this presentation. An example of one of the Category 2 is on the right. Task 2 progress, development of local wind speed line maps, and this is complete. For this task, we created local wind speed line maps for impacted jurisdictions using GIS map development data. This task had three subtasks, parts 1, 2, and 3. In part 1, we created preliminary local wind speed line maps for impacted jurisdictions using GIS map development data. For part 2, we worked with jurisdictions that require GIS support to make changes or updates to their local wind speed line maps. And for part 3, we are providing and have provided digital copies of the local wind speed line maps to the Department of Business and Professional Regulation. The status for Task 2 is complete, and we will kind of step into that a little bit. So, from part 1, it is complete. This is where we went and we created the 260 preliminary countywide maps. An example of this is on the right. This is the CAP 4 map for electrical counting. Each county has 4 category maps created for it. These maps can be found in the following link. These examples for electrical counting are found at the end of this presentation, but they're also available in Appendix B to the final report. Task 2, Part 2 is complete. We contacted 67 county building code officials to notify them of these changes to offer free systems. We also created a web map viewer to facilitate the creation of updated local wind speed maps based off of local landmarks. And we created supporting documentation for this to help the building officials. This documentation also had information on the new ASCE 722 hazard tool, which is an online tool which allows building officials to put an address in and get back the wind speed region categories for that location. We also, via email, contacted over 1,000 Florida building officials to let them know that these changes will be occurring at the end of the year. Task 2, Part 2 is complete. We have been working with all the counties to find out how they want to proceed. We have received final confirmation from 65 of the 67 counties for 97% completion. 38 counties are adopting the wind speed lines as is, and those counties you can see in the map on the right in dark green. 14 counties have been assisted by GeoSync are adopting the local landmark map that we created for them. You can see those counties in the lighter green. The majority of those counties that wanted to change to a local landmark map preferred to go countywide. So if their county was bisected by a wind speed line, they preferred to go with the higher standard countywide. There were a couple counties that went and chose roadways, and there was a couple counties that decided to go and use the PLSS, the Township Section Range Line. And so there was also an additional county which requested maps because they weren't quite sure where they were going to where they would finalize, whether with adopting as is or with these new changes. So 13 counties have developed their own local landmark maps. Those counties can be seen in kind of required our technical assistance in doing this. So we had several meetings with several of the counties in yellow. And finally, we are still working with two of the counties, Osceola County and Monroe County. These counties have all the information. They're just trying to determine how to move forward. For instance, Monroe County is working with their legal team to decide what they really want to do in the end. Osceola County previously in 2020 had their defined that they had moved to local landmarks such as north-south running roadways, and we're still waiting to hear back if they decided to continue to do that or not. The information on the right, the map viewer, we are also tracking the progress of the map viewer, the same one we are using to develop these maps with the county. Plans for continued assistance through the end of June 30th. Our contract with the state runs through the end of June 30th, and we will continue to help these two counties any way we can to help them figure out what they want to do and make maps for them if they need it. We think that maybe only one county will need it, and we believe Monroe will most likely adopt that as like they did previously, but we'll find out. Alright, so CAF 2 Part 3 is complete. The U of G Applied Center is working with Phil Madani to provide the final product in the state of Florida. The final product JPEG and PDF files are being provided to the state via board and file packages, which are discussed in detail in the final report and available for download from the following link. One of the examples for Levy County is on the right, how they wanted to move their residence time move to the township section next time. Alright, so let's walk through the appendix and the information I talked about. Here are the maps that were created for the Florida Building Code. We have CAT 1, we have CAT 4-3 map, and then CAT 2. Sorry, CAT 2 is the 4-3 and CAT 1. We have here on the next slide, we have Category 3 and Category 4. We did make a change, sorry, popping back up here to the windborne debris map. You can see that we did change the 130 mile per hour. Previously had code listed, and we did update that to the term mean high water line. Here's Appendix B. Here are examples of the four different types of category maps that were created for each of the counties. So this is for Alachua County, and this is Category 1, Category 2, Category 3, and Category 4. So these were created for all the counties just to help them determine how things are changing and how to develop this. Here's Appendix C. This is where we talk about the web map viewer and information on the web map viewer. And here's a link to the manual and a link to the map viewer itself if you're interested in it. I have provided Lo Madani with a PDF copy of this presentation if anyone would like it to have access to this information at the end of the presentation. Once again, we are hosting the data sets on the Florida Geographic Data Library. We are the GeoPlan Center, but we're also the Florida Geographic Data Library, and we house GIS data for the state. Each of the categories has their own defined GIS files associated with it.